A typical hunting accident. The mountains were splendid, but U Tong didn't care a whit for scenery. He and his son spent a lot of time hunting in these mountains. U Tong was a dead shot with his bow and arrow. He never missed. He was such a good shot that he barely had to aim. He just picked a target, pulled his bow, shot it down. No animal was quick enough or agile enough to escape his arrows. Look over there, a little fawn. A little fawn must be one of the most adorable animals in nature. But U Tong was not in the mountains to admire nature. As soon as he spotted it, he whipped an arrow out of his quiver, and zoom, the fawn fell over, dead. Then U noticed its mother a few feet away in the grass. He couldn't get a good shot at her from his angle, so he waited. She was so terribly sad about her little baby. She let out a cry as she started licking her baby's wounds. Just as she was concentrating on that, U pulled off a quick shot and the mother deer died on the spot. But even that was not enough for him. He thought there might be more deer in the area because he had heard something rustling around in the grass. There was at least one more in there, maybe two. Three deer is better than two, he thought. He prepared to shoot. Then he located the source of the sound and shot at a shadow in the grass. He was proud to hear the sound of another dead body falling to the ground. But his pride turned to anguish when he heard a groan. Deer don't groan like that. That was a human voice. He rushed over. He saw that his third shot had not killed a deer, but his own son, who had come out hunting with him. He was stupefied. He seemed to hear a voice telling him, U Tong, do you now know what it is like to see your baby shot to death with an arrow? Animals love their young as much as you do. How much anguish have you caused animal parents? He stood there, numb, too heartbroken to pay attention to a sound that came from the side. Then in a flash, he realized that the other animal he had heard in the grass was not a deer, but a tiger. But he was too late. Before he could move, his shooting arm was in the tiger's mouth, and in a moment, he was dead.